This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Apologies for not posting videos in the past couple of weeks due to some technical issues, but here we go. We are back with a new episode, inshallah ta'ala. So let's get into it, inshallah. One of the main contributors of the destruction of any relationship between a husband and a wife is the lack of communication. The unjustifiable shyness, especially when it comes to sexual intimacy, preferences, and the like. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, رحم الله نساء المدينة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the ladies, the women of Medina. Their shyness did not prevent them from seeking knowledge and learning about their deen. They will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will approach his wives and ask about topics and issues that we may look at today as taboo and sensitive. And as a result, we remain ignorant about them. And on the long run, due to our ignorance, we live in misery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Some years ago, a couple approached me after one of my workshops on pornography addiction, and they requested to speak with me in private. The permission was granted and we sat together, and the wife started the conversation. She said, brother, we've been married for over 15 years. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and ask yourself if you relate to that story. She said, we've been married for 15 years, and throughout these 15 years, I never experienced pleasure during sexual intimacy, meaning orgasm. And she said that both of them have agreed after this workshop to approach me for a solution. What to do about it? Subhanallah al-Azim, my brothers and sisters in Islam, they could have actually started this conversation early on after the marriage because they are the closest to each other. Her shyness and worry about opening that subject let her live in agony for over 15 years. The husband, alhamdulillah, on the other hand, did not react strongly regarding opening up that much with a stranger. But rather, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this man was willing to take this journey of counseling on the hope of understanding how these things work and how can he provide the necessary satisfaction to his wife so that they do not fall into any haram activities. But how many of us are suffering in silence until today? This is a very serious matter, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and I want you to really think about it very deeply, because sexual intimacy is very essential part of that package deal called marriage. And lack of communication in the name of shyness is not justifiable in Islam. Umm Sulaym, the wife of Abu Talha, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them, will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she will tell him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah does not shy away from the truth, from realities. Do women need to take a bath after seeing discharged, after seeing wet dreams? And the Prophet ﷺ would say, yes, if water became visible. If you have seen any liquid, then a woman must take a bath. Here you go, an issue that we may look at as taboo, as sensitive, yet the Prophet ﷺ will allow such a conversation. Because I want you to think about the following question and perhaps leave your answers or insights in the comments below this video. If the husband or the wife have got some specific sexual needs, where are they gonna go? Who will they share this information with? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already told us in the Quran that we are like garments for one another, then shouldn't we go up front and bravely speak to each other about these matters? And I agree that in the beginning it's going to be awkward, and shyness would be a big factor to make this conversation a little bit uncomfortable. However, when you normalize these conversations again and again, it will not be as awkward as it was before. But it is absolutely necessary to allow this conversation, to allow this clear communication regarding our sexual needs, or else people will resort to haram activities. On a radio show, as quoted in Brother Abdul Latif's book, and I will leave a link to this information in the description below this video, it was mentioned that many couples do not have sex even after marriage. I want you to imagine this, and as a counselor myself, I receive a lot of phone calls, I get a lot of clients who have this issue. They haven't had sex at all after marriage. Some of them do not have sex at all. That's why many men are engaging in extramarital activities. So the absence of sex or lack of sex education between couples is the cause of most crises in marriage. So we need to learn to open our mouths and speak about these things to each other. And if you don't know, or if you cannot receive guidance from your husband or from your wife, then counseling would be a very good option for you. There is no shyness when it comes to this matter, because shyness in this context is very passive and negative one, and it could lead to the destruction of the entire relationship. But if communication is something that you have agreed upon from day one, or perhaps you have proceeded to counseling and this is what you have agreed upon recently, then perhaps you'll demonstrate patience when things don't go your way, when you don't feel satisfied during this relationship. Perhaps you will talk about it more in order to enhance it. Perhaps you'll get to know the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about foreplay and cuddling before the actual sexual intimacy to increase the enjoyment around this relationship. Because as I mentioned, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it is part of the package of marriage. So you cannot belittle it. You cannot just ignore it, because it is an intense desire that we all have. Allah created this desire for us, my brothers and sisters in Islam. And if we don't enjoy it with our halal spouses, then believe me, my brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, pornography would be your fate, prostitution would be your fate, zina would be your fate. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding and protect our homes from any vices of that nature. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you next episode with sexual intimacy. Don't forget to share the video, subscribe to our channel, share it with your loved ones. See you inshallah ta'ala next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.